Well, it's an astonishing report. It was never meant to be published. It was leaked. What it says, it's a report from the Department of Homeland Security, and it's warning of a real danger of a rise in right-wing extremist groups and the possibility of attacks. And it says that this is based on their analysis that because of the recession, then that leads to an increase in such groups. And also because it's the first black president, and this is a contributory factor as well. And there's a sort of third conclusion, and this is the one that seems to be generating the most controversy. It says that another contributory factor is the return of all these veterans from Iraq, and this has outraged veterans group such as the American Legion.
What about Barack Obama's policies? Are they having any effect on extremism one way or the other?
It is, yeah. What's surprising, or maybe it shouldn't be surprising in America, there's a suggestion that Obama and the Democratic Congress might move to have a ban on some automatic or semi-automatic weapons. And this is resulted in a sort of backlash among the gun community in America, with lots of there's been a sort of shortage of ammunition, people sort of buying in bulk because they're scared there might be a ban. Now, if there was to be such a ban, then you could see a sort of kickback from gun groups, and that's sort of happening already. So that's one. But there's other sort of concerns. You know, Obama's prepared to sort of open the, you know, reform the immigration laws and effectively pardon the 12 million or so immigrants already in America, like mainly Mexican and from Latin America. And there's a lot of grievance against that. And it's not just Obama, it's the banking crisis. There's been a rise in, this report says there's been a sort of rise in sort of anti-Semitism, and it's sort of linked to the sort of banking sector and the financials sector in Wall Street.
Has the internet made the situation any more dangerous?
The context for this is saying that, you know, up until the early 90s, there was an increase in extremism groups, and we had Waco and the Oklahoma bombing. And then because the economy got better, and there's a decrease, and now they're worried it's on the rise again. And one of the factors that they cite is the internet, because the internet makes it easier for these groups to swap information, you know, about plans, about anti-presidency, anti-establishment rhetoric, and also sort of to plot together. And the people who worry about most are the lone wolves, you know, the sort of the one man militant like Timothy McVeigh that might take action. And the internet makes it easier for these lone wolves to, you know, gather information.